You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. There's a gap in your life. There are gaps in your life. The gap between what you have achieved and what you want to achieve. The gap between what you have and what you want to have. The gap between where you are and where you want to be. The gap between who you are and who you want to be. These gaps create tension. This tension is good. It pushes us. It motivates us. If you imagine a rope between a gap pulling you to where you want to be, then you wouldn't want that rope to loosen, because that would mean you weren't going anywhere. You need tension. It shows there is effort and progress being made. But don't just mind the gap, mind the tension. If the rope becomes too tight in one area, then when we pull too hard, the rope can snap. It's like anything in life. If we pull and push too hard, then eventually everything has a breaking point. We all have a breaking point. However, I don't think success means always operating at your breaking point. Just like under a rope under tension for a long time, there is wear and tear that you cannot see. It's the same with people. Wear and tear often goes unseen to us and others. But don't just mind the tension, mind the gap. We have lots of gaps in our life. Our society encourages tension in the gaps between what we have achieved and what we possess. Advertising, social media, and other cultural messages are constantly telling us we need to achieve more and possess more. If you haven't watched the Netflix documentary, The Social Dilemma, yet, you've got to check it out, because cultural messages are stronger and more effective than ever. And these gaps aren't the gaps that we really need to be minding. The most important gap that we have to close is the gap between who we are and who we want to be. That's what matters in 10, 20, or 30 years from now. What will matter the most? Who you have become and the impact you have had on others. Don't ignore that gap. Work at it every day. Keep at it. Close the gap. Thanks for listening into this podcast. If you're enjoying it, please subscribe and share it today.